Once again, welcome to Bhakti Sanatan Nepal conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hello.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So, it would be Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text Number 14?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, and about the Holy Name?
Yes.
Okay. Should I begin?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, and I welcome you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's class will be given by His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji. Shamik Rishi Prabhuji is the initiating guru in ISKCON and is a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhuji is doing many, many services in ISKCON. For many years he is a doctor by profession, but he has given up his profession and he is doing full-time preaching now. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thanks to all the devotees who are in this Bhakti Sangha Japa group. So we'll be... Hello, can you hear? Hello?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Yes, Guru Maharaj, we can hear you.
Can hear.
Okay. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text number 14 onward. These are the instructions by Prathu Maharaj. Tasmin artheshu sarveshu swarachiteshu yatharhatah utthitah sadaso madde tara nam uduradiva. In that great assembly, Maharaj Prathu, first of all, worshipped all the respectable visitors according to their respective positions. After this, he stood up in the midst of the assembly, and it appeared that the full moon had arisen amongst the stars. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsham. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurutushe Nama, Vancha Kalpaturubhyasya, Krapa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patita Nam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashyatya Deshatarine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, this Prathu Maharaj is instructing to all the assembled and his whole praja was there an assembly, and there were many demigods and elevated people, saintly people, saints were there. So he put them all in their respective positions. He washed their feet. He invited them and he respected them, and he was very, very cheerful. But he was just looking like himself, Prathu Maharaj, as a moon among all the stars who were there. So according to the Vedic system, the reception of great exalted personalities is arranged by Prathu Maharaj in that great sacrificial arena is very important. The first procedure in recognizing guests is to wash their feet. and it is learned from Vedic literature that one time when Maharaj Yudhishthir performed a Rasu Yajna, Krishna took charge of washing the feet of the visitors. So we should not think that washing the feet is degraded activity. It is very elevating, and even Krishna took that to wash the feet of the Vaishnavas. Similarly, Maharaj Prathu also arranged for the proper reception of the demigods, the saintly sages, brahmanas, and great kings. So at least when some atithi comes, some guest comes, particularly if it is a Vaishnava, they should be honored, they should be brought in, should be given, after washing the feet, should be given a seat, should be given water and prasad if necessary, and one should be very filled in the heart, like with gadgad kant, he should be very happy, not feeling grudges that why did he come, I have to do now so much activity, cooking and serving and taking my time off from material activity. So if those thoughts are there, then Krishna would not be happy. So one should do that as Prathu Maharaj is showing by this example. All the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam is for our instruction to use it in our everyday to day activity if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness and take the full benefit of this Krishna consciousness movement. So text number 15 means one should not go to a place. If one's like he is disrespected, then nobody would go there again, and one would be bereft of association of the Vaishnavas. Hava nahi, adar nahi, nahi nainan mehne, tulsi tahan jaiye, kanchan barsene. That if there is even a rain of gold is there, one should not go to such a place. So Vaishnavas, they would not come again if that kind of behavior is there, that there is no hava, adar, or there is no love when somebody is coming. The text number 15 is Prashuh Pinayat Bhujo Gaura Kanjaru Nena Shrana Sunasaha Sumukha Saumya Pinansaha Sudvijasmita. King Prathu's body was tall and sturdy, and his complexion was fair. His arms were full and broad, and his eyes as bright as the rising sun. His nose was straight, his face very beautiful, and his personality grave. His teeth were set beautifully in his smiling face. So these are that how one would look beautiful. And Prathu Maharaj was in Saktavashesh Avatar. He was very, very beautiful, very, and those symptoms are there. And so if people are very pious, this beauty, our knowledge, our wealth, taking birth in a pious family, Arna. So these are all the result of the pious activity in the past. If one has done, if somebody is doing all this piety, then that is the result in the next birth. And the result of devotional service to getting love of Godhead. So amongst the four social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, the Kshatriya, particularly Kshatriya, both men and women, are generally very beautiful. As will be apparent from the following verses, it is to be concluded that not only were Maharaj Prathu's bodily features attractive as described here, but he had specific auspicious signs in his bodily construction. As it is said, the face is the index of mind. One's mental constitution is exhibited by his facial features. The bodily features of a particular person are exhibited in accordance with his past deeds. According to one's past deeds, his next bodily feature, whether in human society, animal society, or demigod society, are determined. This is proof of the transmigration of the soul through different types of bodies. So, if our thought at the time is like to, become like a pig, you will take a next body as a pig. But in pig also, there are different varieties of pigs, different varieties of dogs, different varieties of birds. So, all this will depend on how your pious activity was in the previous life. If one is in mode of goodness, then he will be. Means you may say that yes, there are mode of goodness in animals or other. They are also in different modes, and they act and their bodily features are accordingly. Some cows are very humble, very nice. She will give milk, plenty of milk. And others are They will move their legs, or they will crush somebody, or they will hit somebody with their horns. So they also have a different mentality according to their previous life. So from the face, one can understand the mentality. Just like from the face, one can understand the mentality. Like if mentality is crooked, it would be a crooked face. Like demons and their face, although they may be beautiful, but their face is so crooked, so much that one can really see from the eyes and facial expression, one can understand the mentality of a person. Khaya ka gal means a face, and nahaya ka bal. If you have taken bath, then your hair would be not disheveled. And if you have eaten, then your face also are what also shows accordingly. And mind is also, the face is the reflection of the mind. The 16th verse, Vyada Vaksha Vraha Chronir Valliva Valgudalodaraha Avartana Abhirojasvi Kanchano Rurudagrapat. The chest of the Maharaj Prathu was very broad. His waist was very thin, thick, and his abdomen wrinkled by lines of his skin, resembled in construction of a leaf of a banyan tree. His navel was coiled and deep. His thighs were of a golden hue, and his instep was arched. So there should be a arched foot on the inner side, not flat. And the navel had like, it was deep, and thighs are strong because he has to fight, a kshatriya has to fight. And there are three marks of lines on the abdomen. The next verse, 17. Shukshma vakra sitas nigna murdhajah kambukandharah mahadhane dukulagre paridhayo paviyacha. The black slick hair on his head was very fine and curly. Slick is like shiny, chumky, like golden, and his neck like a conch shell or smooth, and like a conch shell is decorated with auspicious lines. He wore a very valuable dhoti, and there was a nice wrapper on the upper part of his body. The next verse, Venjita Sheshagat. Gatrasir Niyame Nyastabhushana Tan Krishna Jinadhara Sriman Kushapani Kratochitaha. As Maharaj Prathu was being initiated to perform the sacrifice, he had to leave aside his valuable dress, and therefore his natural bodily beauty was visible. It was very pleasing to see him put on a black deer skin and wear a ring of Kusha grass on his finger. For this increased the natural beauty of his body. It appears that Maharaj Prathu observed all the regulative principles before he performed the Vedic sacrifice. So one has to take all these regulative principles as Prathu Maharaj is showing. Or Yudhishthir Maharaj also showed the same thing. Whenever Avabrata Snan and they sit and they, even Lord Ramchandra also following all these things. So anyway, we can learn from these things. When we go for any auspicious activity or sacrifice or yagya or even for initiation, then they take out all the clothing and they put a kusha grass on the finger, and that is kusha grass is auspicious. And so his body was shown. He removed all his upper garments. Shishirastrigdha tarakshah samayakshata samantatah उचिवा निदमुर विषह सदह सरह संहर्षयन्निव. Just to encourage the members of the assembly and to enhance their pleasure, King Prathu glanced over them with eyes that seemed like stars in the sky wet with dew. He then spoke to them in a great voice. So this is like, so he was looking to everybody who came, who did not come, and it was a loving like glance. You are not that all these people have come, I have to take care of them, but it was very low and and then it was wet because of the love, because of the tears. Then he is speaking in a great voice, Gadgad Kanta se he is speaking. So I will stop at this place. This week is a holy name week. Everywhere people are talking about the holy name, and that's the most important part that we have to observe in our life. So I will speak most of the time about this holy name. So holy name is Gaulokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. So Haridas Thakur, this is the talk between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were clapping their hands together, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like his eyes brimming with tears and voice choked in spiritual law. He began to reply or talk with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna's name is an eternal and transcendental touchstone. Chintamani, Harinam Chintamani. Harinam, the holy name, is like a touchstone. Chintamani is touchstone. If you touch, so this is like so they were at the bank of the Ganges, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing about the holy name through this Haridas Thakur. And he is narrating, he is asking questions, and he is narrating. So Lord Krishna and his holy name are identical. They are one and the same absolute truth. Their name is supremely independent, form of the dynamic spirituality, full of emotion, without any beginning or end, always situated on pure goodness. The holy name descends to this world in the shape of letters, is the complete incarnation and embodiment of the highest rasa, sweetness. So, how do we know any object? Our characteristics, name, form, qualities and activities. An object is known by the characteristic feature. What is the name? So this Lord Krishna is the supreme object, and he is knowable in terms of unlimited and eternal name. So this from the name, automatically if you chant purely, then the form would come. You will see able to see the form of the Lord, means his beauty, then his qualities, guna. So naam, roop, guna and leela automatically would be revealed just by one thing. That is the holy name. If you chant it, then other things would automatically come. The absence of these four features in anything denies its status as object. So impersonal Brahman is formless, hence it is not an object into itself, but simply a distinctive trait of the Supreme Lord. So this whole, if you say, oh, there is a Brahman feature, I will meditate on that Brahma Jyoti, then it is not really a name, or it is not an object, it is just a trait of the Supreme Lord. Holy name is all attractive. As Lord Krishna attracts all the living entities, the holy name also, which is non-different from him or from Krishna, also attracts everyone. So like there are 64 qualities, transcendental qualities of the Lord are described, but four which are very, very special, they are only in Krishna. Lord, these qualities are compared to the waves, these waves, they come and go, but the Lord Krishna, so when we come in contact with the holy name, then automatically there is a revelation of the Roop, Gun, Leela, they automatically come. We have been in contact with this illusory energy, which are completely opposite to the spiritual energy. The jiva, he identifies with his material body. Jiva's name, form, qualities and activities are completely separate and different from the real spiritual self. Like when we say Coca-Cola, then it is not the substance. But when we say the name of the Lord, like chant the holy name, automatically Krishna is revealing himself. So, until we are purified and liberated by Lord Krishna's grace, the jiva has to suffer the pains of this false identification. We are identifying with our body, with our name, with our form, with our quality. That is not really our quality. It is just a chaya or shadow, or it is temporary, illusory, but holy name is the only true. Holy name is the fountainhead of everything. Lord Krishna is Nitya Shuddho, Nitya Mukto, Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. There is name and the form or name and form of the Lord is non-different. And it's completely pure. From the holy name gradually blossoms the Lord's form, qualities, pastimes. The entire penury of Lord Krishna's pastimes is present in the holy name. So, holy name is the most precious treasure in the Lord's storehouse. So, in the Lord's storehouse, there is Jiva in the whole material world. If you just see, there are two things which are spiritual. One is the Jiva soul is spiritual and the holy name is spiritual. Everything else is all material. So, there are principal and secondary names of the Lord. Principles of the name of the Lord is according to his pastimes and his relationship with his devotees. Just like Govinda, Gopal, Ram, Nandanandan, Radhanath, Hari, Yashoda, Yashoda Pranadhan, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Madhav, Gopinath, Vraja Gopal. So these are Yadav, Rakhal, Rakhela. So Radharani is like Radharaman. So these are the. So anyone who chants these names of the Lord, they are depicting the eternal pastimes. And one can attain the Lord Supreme Abode. The secondary names which are given characterizes his affiliation with the material nature. These are the secondary names like his creator, super soul, Paramatma, Brahman, maintainer. Brahman means Brahma Jyotir. He is the maintainer and annihilator of the world. Yageshwar, Hara, like Lord Shiva also named that. So, such names of the Lord are invoked by those pursuing fruitive activity and empirical knowledge. So this the chanting of such names of the Lord will succeed in giving one piety and liberation. But they cannot develop love of Godhead by the secondary names. So pure name and the Namavas. So there are three stages of the holy, like in chanting the holy name. Namaparat means with the different offenses. Offenses to the holy name, offenses to the dham, offenses to the seva, offenses to the Vaishnavas. So these are the offenses. So with the offenses, if you chant, that is called namapara. And then if there is abhas, so most of my, we will discuss about what is this namabhas. And if you could understand this namabhas, then only we will be able to come to a pure name. So that is very important. If the holy name is chanted just once, though impurely, or if it is simply heard, even if you hear it, not even chanted, the sound penetrating within, then the living entity is immediately liberated. Means at least the sense, with this namaparat you chant, the sins even by one time, in whatever way, it will go away, all the sins what you have committed, in millions of lifetimes. Even if it is not perfectly, but still the sin will go away. And with namabhas, you will develop liberation. Means one would be liberated from this material bondage. But pure name would give you the love of Godhead. And the holy name is chanted in the clearing stage. That is, clearing stage is called namabhas. This stage when impurities are swept away from the heart of the chanter. Then the highest goal is attained after some delay. And pure name, there is no delay. All the other auspicious and pious results, including liberation, can be quite easily achieved. But the attainment of love of Godhead is suspended for a while. In the clearing stage, that is in the this Namabhas stage, chanting the Jiva is absolved of all sins. And by following this path, he gradually reaches the highest stage of chanting Shuddha Nam. So even by chanting like Ajamil, he chanted like that was a Namabhas. He chanted for his son, Narayan. But nonetheless, Narayan came. He was chanting offenselessly in a distressed condition. Means he did not think of any material gain or anything. He just chanted name Narayan for his son although. But then the Narayan's Duta, they come, Narayan, four Dutas came. And they protected him. And then he understood. Then he went to Haridwar and engaged in a pure devotional service. So we will develop love of Godhead when we come to this pure state of chanting. When Namabhas is complete, all sins and anarthas, unwanted desires in the heart are dissipated, and the devotee chants purely. And then he comes to the Shuddha Nam. So there are different kinds of Nam. One is called, the first type is known as Varna Vyavadhan, or disruption in the syllabus. Like there is Hathikari. Ha is one first letter, then H is again the third letter, and then Hari, and then R-I is the last letter. So there is break in the name. Like H and the last syllable Ri can be put together to give Hari. So even that kind of, it is called Varna Vyavadhan. So it is, Hari is the name of Krishna. Syllables Thika are means inserted. But like there is a Das Ram, there is a car, but Ram name is, there is no Vyavadhan, there is no in between anything. Ram is separate. Our Muslims, they chant the name Haram. Like there was a pig, he wanted to eat the stool of a man who had diarrhea, but he could not wait long, so he pushed the man, and he called Haram, Haram Jada Kahinka. So because when he fell down, he died. Because he called the name Ram, although it was Haram, Harami Kahinka, but he went back to spiritual world. So such is the power of the holy name. So Varna Vyavadhan is not there in Haram world. So Haram can give the liberation because and it is called Namabhas. So another is Tattva Vyavadhan. This is another kind of second kind of one. So this is the first one is Varna Vyavadhan in the letters. Then there is a second kind is Tattva Vyavadhan. This is an offense, like thinking that, oh, the name and Lord Krishna himself are non-different. The Lord Krishna name, thinking in that way, that is an offense, that Lord Krishna's name. So in the Tattva, we think that, oh, this is also another syllabus. Whether you chant Ram or Krishna, or you chant some T, doesn't matter. But no, it does matter. So this is an offense. It is not Namabhas. One cannot develop love of Godhead. The devotee who chants Krishna's name purely, free from both Vyavadhan and offenses, is to be considered a very elevated. So, Varna Vyavadhan and then Tattva Vyavadhan. And Tattva Vyavadhan is dangerous, it's not good, but with the Nama Vyavadhan, one would get the benefit, but not love of Godhead. And whatever anarthas that we have, then it will, the pure name will appear. The holy name dances, and the devotee likewise dances, and at the moment the ecstasy of love of Godhead also enters dancing into devotee's heart. Entire world falls at his feet and Maya runs away. Holy name is omnipotent. One who has sufficient faith in the holy name, so faith is important, he is eligible to chant it. One who chants Krishna's name is properly executing his prescribed duties. Holy name is so potent, chanting is not dependent on the condition of time, place, rules, cleanliness, whether it is not like, one should not think it is like giving charity, performing sacrifices, oblations on the fire, chanting the Maha Mantra. There is no stringent rules and regulation. But the only prerequisite for chanting the holy name is faith. Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Tatha Bhajana Kriya. So one who takes shelter of the holy name with unflinching faith will attain. Faith means by just chanting all the karma or anything is already done. I do not. The Jiva in the Kali Yuga must become free from deceit. He should enroll as a member of the Krishna's family, of the devotees, and continuously chant the holy name. So we should accept things which are favorable to chanting the holy name and should reject anything that is not favorable. So we should associate with devotees and utilize our life in constant chanting and remembering of the Lord, holy name. One must forego all other religious practices and pious activity and never worship any other person, nor may he think others to be independent from the Supreme Lord. No, One who always chants the holy name and serves the devotees will surely obtain the love for Lord Krishna. So he is placing his head, Haridas Thakur, on the Lord's lotus feet, weeping. He begged the Lord that he might develop attachment for the holy name. He is chanting every day three lakhs names. One who is blessed with love and devotion and takes pleasure in serving Haridas Thakur, lotus feet will find valuable information on these pages. So Namabhas are unclarified name. It is, so we will discuss about this. The cloud of anarthas, the mist of ignorance. So Chaitanya, he stretched out his lotus-like hands and lifted up Haridas. Oh Haridas, please take hold of yourself. Explain clearly to me about Namabhas. Once anyone understands Namabhas, he then strives towards chanting the pure name. The holy name is potent and endowed with such transcendental qualities that anyone can easily achieve liberation simply by chanting. The holy name is like all-powerful, brilliant sun that disperses the darkness of Maya or nascence. So, sometimes like there is a cloud, like the holy name is like the sun which could dissipate this metal. But there is sometime there is a cloud and the mist that obscures our vision from the sun. So sun may not be visible, but its light is still there. The jiva is covered over by the cloud of anartha. So anarthas are the cloud and the mist of ignorance. Our ignorance means we don't have a knowledge that holy name is same as Krishna, that there is no difference. So there are two things that blocks our vision to the light, or brilliant light of the holy name. One is cloud of anarthas, and another is the mist of ignorance. The cloud and mist spread a blanket over the jiva's vision so that he is unable to see the sun-like holy name. The sun is too big for any cloud or mist to cover. So holy name is surely big, but if the jiva's vision is obscured or confused, or jiva is obstructed, then the sun is hidden from that particular person, not to everybody. The mist of ignorance, so ignorance is the mist that creates the confusion. Lake of knowledge of the transcendental nature and identity of the holy name creates a mist of ignorance. So one should understand what is this holy name that plunges the jiva into darkness. One who is ignorant about Lord Krishna's supremacy over all else becomes confused and begins to worship. He will begin to worship demigod or anybody there. He could worship even cats and dogs also, because there is a soul, so they are also part of Krishna, so let me worship them. So that is obscuring the real the Krishna, our vision to Krishna. Our vision, so holy name also could be blocked in this way by this ignorance that is creating the confusion. That person who has not realized the jiva's transcendental nature is in the material consciousness and is deluded, always in ignorance. So this cloud of anartha, this is about the mist of ignorance. But what is this cloud? This cloud is, there is three things: hankering for the things which is temporary and unreal. So that is one, weakness of the heart and mind. And then third one is offenses that produce a cloud of anarthas that keep the jivas in constant suffering. So Asat Krishna, first one is hankering for things, that Asat Krishna, thirsting for the illusory things like material things, indicates a desire for things not related to Lord Krishna. The craving for so-called material gains, that is called Asat Krishna. Second is called Hriday Daurbalyam, refers to the propensity of the heart and mind that arise from a condition of spiritual weakness. So we are weak in thinking that, oh, whether I will get the result what has been described in the Shastra, or I will not get. So that is don't have a faith, you start doubting. So there is Asat Krishna, second is called Hriday Daurbalyam, and third is that we start aparad means offenses. So these three anartha has to be avoided, for they form a cloud that hides the sun of the holy name. So cloud of anartha and mist of ignorance, these two blocks us from the holy name. The Namabhas, if we are firmly established in this knowledge of Sambandha Tattva, or the correct understanding of the relationship between God and His energies in the jiva, he will continue to chant the Namabhasa state. When the jiva takes full shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, then this cloud will go away. He becomes expert in executing devotional service under his guru's guidance. Then gradually the clouds and mist are dispersed. So how to get out of this cloud? By accepting a spiritual master. And we have to understand, so bona fide spiritual master instructs the disciple in sambandha gyan. Chanting of the holy name is the indication of sambandha gyan, that we are part and parcel of Krishna. The vidya, the process, is the holy name, eternal. There is a eternal relationship that is called sambandha gyan, and then guru is encouraging him to chant the holy name of the Lord, that is called abhideya, and the prayojan that leads a devotee to the love of Godhead. So these three things are obtained. The sun of the holy name now shines, it is stronger and evaporates the mist of the anarthas. These two kinds, that is the anarthas, mist and the cloud. So cloud, we talk about these three things. The cloud is Asat Krishna, Hriday Dorbalyam, and Nama Aparad, or Aparad, the offenses. The Guru's first instructs his disciple in Sambandha Gyan. This is to be exactingly explained. The disciple must receive it with proper faith. The pure essence or perfect type of this knowledge is that Lord Krishna, that is quintessence, is the Lord Krishna is eternally the supreme personality of Godhead. The jiva is his eternal servitor, and the jiva's loving relationship with Lord Krishna is likewise eternal. So our relationship with Krishna is eternal as an inherent trait of the nature. In contact with material nature, the jiva forgets his eternal relationship with the Lord. And loiters aimlessly in this world of illusion, searching for bliss. Now you may say, we want to become away from the spiritual kingdom, our loving relation with the God, then Lord provides that. And then we come down to this material world, and by forgetting our relationship with the Lord, we are just aimlessly loitering here and there, getting so many bodies in this illusory world. So material world is a veritable prison house, where the jiva is penalized for turning his back on Krishna. It consists of 14 planetary systems, from Brahma Lok to all the way to the Patal Lok, which together are known as the Devi Dham. These planetary systems are the cells within the prison house, different cells, different rooms. So where there is this hard to handle, like recalcitrant jivas are confined, we are put into one of these, whether it is Swarga Lok or Jan Lok or Tap Lok, or whether it is lower planetary system, still it is prison house cells. Devi Dham is not a place for experiencing happiness and bliss. The so-called material pleasures offered to the jiva are the only temporary and hence simply cause the further suffering. But because if we get happiness, we feel it's complacency. It's very nice, I will stay here, why I will go? And one would not take the holy name or take the treatment. But since punishments are remedies, the jivas are reformed through such punitive measures. So if there is a mercy of a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, if the imprisoned jiva is once again instructed in the holy name and the sambandha gyan, he will gradually become enlightened with the sense of all religious practices, namely pure love of God. So such kind of fortunate souls, if he, he turns towards Sahajya Mukti, that let me just become God, what I should go. So then that is again a fall down. So what is the results of this Namabhas? So Namabhas is not to be underestimated. It avails many positive benefits to the jiva and increases his piety. Verily, Namabhas is one of the jiva's greatest virtues. It offers him more good fortune than the religiosity, dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. It is beyond all this. Religiosity, vows, yoga, sacrifices and so on, put together. So now by chanting, all these sins are absolved. He is thus liberated from the effects of Kali Yuga, and instead of Kali, becomes a well-wishing servitor of the jiva, providing security and equanimity. the miseries inflicted by demons, ghosts, hobgoblins, evil spirits, and malefic planetary influences are easily averted. If a jiva is destined for the hellish planet, he attains liberation. So all his prarabdha karma, sinful reactions of the previous lives that is taking place now. So other than the prarabdha, everything is all is good now. By this nama vastya get finished. It is greater than the result of studying all the Vedas, of visiting every pilgrimage places, or performing every possible altruistic and pious activity. But nama bhas is much better than all this activity. So four goals of life, like religiosity, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, are all available from nama bhas chanting. It is endowed with unimaginable power and can reclaim the living entity. It bestows unlimited joy and elevates even to the destitutes or derelicts to a very exalted stage of realization. Nama bhas offers eternal residence in the spiritual abode of Vaikuntha, especially in Kali Yuga. This is stated that even with nama bhas you chant, one can go to Vaikuntha planet, but love of Godhead and going to Golok Vrindavan would not be possible. So four kinds of this nama bhas, four attitudes, that sanket unintentionally, like we point it out, are parihas, in jest or ridicule, stop, that is derisively, and hela, disregard or neglect. So sanket is of two different kinds. When one, though intending to chant Lord Vishnu's name, has a material conception of it, and when one has something entirely different from the Lord. So these are the four different kinds. Just to be little bit more clarify them. Sanketam parihashyavva stobham helanam evava vaikunthanam granam asheshadharam viduhu. So like Ajamil, he was just chanting the name of his son. Then he got, and in Haribhajan there is some parihas, means in jest or joking. Bhaktaraj, tum harilam loge, if somebody is sick, you are a devotee, you will take holy name. Although he's not chanting the holy name, but Harinam itself, Hari word is there, you will get him back. So that is in jest. You don't have to take any medicines. Then avagya, Harinam karadya. We don't have any time, we can't chant Hari name. Like somebody is saying, please take. No. What you will not take? I will not take name of Krishna. But it is, but he is doing it anyway. So in avagya, so like this also, then he also gets a benefit. By some grana, vishmaya, or grana, somebody is falling down, or somebody is, or say something like Ram Ram, means it is very bad smell, or somebody is vomiting. So it is coming out just automatically without any meaning, but the holy name would have its effect. Just like if some child is putting his hand, or anybody, child or adult, in the fire, then naturally he will get burned. Because the holy name is aprakrat, it is not material, and it is chinmaya, means it is transcendental. So it will have its effect. Just like we hear that if you put the seeds in the field, whether it is sideways, upside down, head down, legs up, still it will grow if we water it proper. And then another thing, this is not up. This is aprakrat. It is transcendental, not prakrat. Bhagavan naam, Bhagavan, this Bhagavan name is completely free from any other things. So even by the tongue, one may say the tongue is material, how he could is. But by taking this, it makes the tongue spiritualized. The tongue is spiritualized. Whenever he desires to chant the holy name, then Bhagavan name transforms the tongue into spirituality. Atha Sri Krishna Namadina Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivadu Swayameva Isprudada. So by chanting the name, it becomes transcendental, the tongue becomes transcendental. Just like sun, minute it comes in a dark place, the dark place is gone. It becomes completely lighted, hollow. So the same thing. So we talked about four kinds of stova, sanketa, and those are all namabhas. Just like a jest in parihas, that is also in basilis, laughing. This yavanas eat cows, yet in spite of this, they can attain liberation by uttering haram, an ordinary word in their language. In the Urdu, it is a haram is ordinary word. Shraddha namabhas and hela namabhas. Now, shraddha by taking with shraddha faith and hela namabhas with disregard and neglect. So, these two namabhas. As you yourself, the element of the real shraddha faith is absent in the four attitudes of the namabhas chanting. Sanket chanting is tinged with neglect. But even hela namabhas chanting with neglect gives one liberation. What to speak of faithful chanting? So chanting with faith establishes one on the platform of sambandha gyan, which results in trati or attraction for the holy name. Shraddha nam clears away anarthas very easily and quickly. So shraddha and hela, these two names. So shraddha is the important that one should have a faith in the holy name. There is also chaya and pratibimba. We talked about chaya and pratibimba. That chaya, see, like chaya is like a, when you see in the mirror, that is a chaya. And pratibimba is like we see in the water. So there are ripples in the water and it distorts the sun. Abhas meaning is the, yes, we could see, but it is not there. Just in the day, like when it is a dawn, sun is not there, but still, yes, it will be coming soon. So light is there, we could see. So abhasa, that is like faint or indistinct presence. That is swarup, swarup abhas and pratibimba abhas. Swarup abhas is the partial infiltration of the full brilliance. On a cloudy day, the light of the sun is present, but the full brilliance of the sun is shaded by the clouds. So that is in the... This is shadow, and then the pratibimba is like reflects a distorted image of the real object. Just as sunlight is misrepresented and reflected off the surface of the water, this distorted reflection allows only inaccurate perception of the original source of light. Pratibimba namabhas. So when the holy name, when the rays of the holy name reflects on the lake of the Mayavadi, then it becomes pratibimba abhas. So that should be avoided. But if this, with pratibimba namabhas, if somebody, even Mayavadi is chanting, if he gets association of a pure duty, he should be corrected. How Mayavadi can redeem himself, how it is possible, is by associating with the devotees. Mayavadis, they see bhakti as material. Mayavadi considers both the transcendental form of the Lord Krishna and the jivas, inherent constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servitor. So they think it is an imaginary. The Mayavadi's philosophy is grievous namaparad. Namabhas is truly a wish-fulfilling tree. For it even offers to the Mayavadi's the Sayujimukh liberation, so desired by them. And so the name is omnipotent. It offers mukti, abhas, or a semblance of liberation in the pratibimba namabhas stage. Amongst the five types of liberation, sayujya becomes to becoming one with God. That is the just a hint of liberation, but they are not really liberated. They don't even merge. Nobody can merge. You know, the soul never gets like cut, cannot be cut, cannot be dissolved, cannot be mixed with anything else. But that is what they are thinking, that we become now liberated, but then they fall down. So Mayavadi is captivated by Maya, finds Sayujya pleasurable, but it is only a ghost of actual happiness. They forever forfeit transcendental existence. I merge, so I become God. So then they never seek any devotees association or chanting, or so their knowledge, happiness and devotional services, they all become useless. They become confused with this Sayujya Mukti. They become confused that it is that I am obtaining Krishna. they don't even accept that there is Krishna has any form or any attributes. So they cannot get any bliss. So Chaya Namavas can lead to Shuddha Nam. Anyway, devotees must. So one, a devotee should not associate with Mayavadis. So one may say that how do we know if somebody is Mayavadi or not? So you give them about Krishna, but do not just take their philosophy or do not a person that's why in the holy name that you do not give the holy name to person who do not believe in that. So now there are 10 offenses. It will take time. So maybe some other time we will discuss about those Nama Aparad. What are those Aparads and how one can protect himself. We will discuss about this every day before, like after the chanting, before the class, we talk about this. And they are very, very important to understand them very clearly. So we follow in our life while we chant. And that way we can be free and should be able to chant more and more purely, gracefully in association with devotees. Because the result of Shuddha Nam is developing our love of Godhead, engaging in proper service. That is the Jiva's eternal Swarup. Jivira Swarup hoy Krishna Nitya Das. That could only happen with Shuddha Nam. And we should practice that. But Namabhas, if one understands it clearly, that how much benefit is just with the Namabhas, then what would be with the Shuddha Nam? One cannot imagine the benefits of Shuddha Nam. And it is beyond any kind of piety, pious activity, yajna, dan, tap, reading scriptures, whatever you may say, even building temples. Chanting is the first thing. So Prabhupada started chanting, that was his first. And later on, so more and more people could come, then he started with the temples. But first thing that he started with chanting the holy name of the Lord. So thank you so much. We can discuss some questions, comments, and next time we will discuss about these 10 offenses. These were the description that anybody can read this in this book, Harinam Chintamani. That is this discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya. So you can unmute now.
Thank you, Babaji. Very nice class. You have nicely explained all the different stages. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
It gave me impetus to. Long time ago, I read this Harinam Chintamani. So I thought I had to speak something about the holy name. So let me pull that. And luckily, I found that book. So I was thinking that that would be the best to talk.
Yes, I also have read a long time ago. I have to read that again.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much for reminding.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Very nectar in class. You always remind us how we behave with the Vaishnava and Prabhuji Nama, Harinama. You explain, Prabhuji, thank you very much. No words to your seva. Whenever we are making any mistake, we are correcting ourselves from your lecture. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, dandavat pranam.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for expressing your thoughts.
Prabhuji, can you please explain Damodar month is coming, Kartik month is coming. How our mood should be served, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Sometimes we have so much responsibility, so we are not able to take care of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, our home duties. So what should our mood and how we serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev and Shri Radha Gopinath in Kartik month? We are not able to enter in Sridham Vrindavandham. Still, it's our keen desire. So what should we do in this month, Prabhuji?
Make your temple as Vrindavan Dham. Means you have invite devotees, chant more purely, spend more time with Ditis, decorate them nicely. And there are Kartik month Mahatma, chant this Damodar Astak prayers. And in the prayer itself, Damodar Astak itself, all those Leelas of Damodar Lord is already there. So we just recite and glorify the devotees, like how Yashoda Mai wanted to bind Lord, and the glory, and then she could bind it because of her constant effort, and then the mercy of the Lord is also to be there. But it is said that Radharani, when she brought her thread from her hair, then she gave it to Yashoda Mai, and she added up that to the rope, then he could bound. So he is bound by the love of the devotee. So we should be very careful how to love and what to do. He's following this all the Nama Prad, understanding them, and try to improve gradually and gradually. It's a long topic, but Kartik Mahatmya and how to have our mood should be, so we can discuss in some other time. You remind me, it's a still
yes,
whole month is there. I will like to speak about Kartik month and how we should pray to the Lord on that. What should be our mood in that month?
Like Prabhuji, we are staying in abroad. Our keen desire to enter in Shidam Vrindavan Dham. But Prabhuji, because of our reverse responsibility, we are not able to enter Kartik Dham Yatra. So that we feel so bad that how fallen we are that not able to enter in Dham in Kartik month.
But that kind of feeling about the Lord being absent, that you cannot go, makes it that as if you are there. So you could travel by mind and be there in that mood. So that is very nice mood, to feel incompetent, we cannot go, cannot have. Then Lord brings that holy dham to your place, in your heart. So he comes. So it's a good to have that kind of feeling, that we cannot go. But Lord is very, very kind and merciful. He's bhava grahi janardhan. So he feels that, yes, you have that mood, so you will be, you are as if you are in Vrindavan or Vrajdham. And just read those glories of the Vrajdham. There are many, like every yearly they come up with a booklet about the glories of the holy, holy Dham or Vrindavan Dham. So you could read those pages about the Vrindavan Dham and how, and Krishna's pastimes and Leelas, you could read. And after reading 9th canto, you could read with the 10th canto, where there is all the pastimes of the Lord are there in Vraj. So that will bring you to that place. Or Gopal Champu, or there are many, many books on this. So if you read those pastimes, then you will enter into the, as if you are in the Dham. Also by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his mood, even the Anti Leela gives quite a bit of his last 6 years, how he, just by seeing a mountain, he will think it is a Govardhan. He will just go, just seeing ocean, he thought that it is a Yamuna river. And so all the, he used to go to Jagannath temple every day to see, but still he will become faint in just big distress that he is not seeing Krishna. Sometime Krishna was there, then he goes away, then he, in separation, he rubs his cheeks to the walls, and it sometimes even bleeds, and he just appears sometimes like a turtle. All the limbs, they go inside, sometimes they spread all over. So many things, and just in the mood, we cannot go into the same stages like the Lord himself, but he's showing us what is the mood in our feeling in the heart. So you read Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Not by buying ticket we enter in Shikam Vrindavan Dham, because day by day our responsibility is increased, and because of that only we are not able to enter in Shikam Vrindavan Dham in Kartik month. So feel very bad, but yes Prabhuji, nearby our house there is a small pond, that is Yamuna Maharani, and the small river is Yamuna Maharani, and the mountain is Shishikovardhan Dham. So we should create that mood, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Pray for us that one day we are able to enter in Shidham Vrindavan Dham. In childhood, every year we are entered, but not able to qualify from last 5 years. to enter in Shridham Vrindavan Dham.
So here, this emotion that itself shows that you are already in Vrindavan Dham. So don't worry, just Lada sees the heart, Lada sees the emotions, bhava grahi janardhan. So that is good feeling, that you are separated, and that separation itself is more higher than union. That's what the gopis are showing by their example. Vipralamba bhava, that you can't do it, but you are already doing it by remembering. Remembrance of the Lord is absolute. So remembering Him, thinking of His pastimes, thinking of His Govardhan and Yamuna and Radharani, it is already you are with them. It's a very high kind of feeling.
Prabhuji, because of our bad karma, we are not able to enter in Shitam Vrindavan Dham.
Not so. Being feeling separation, that itself, that you are there, are you. So don't be so much lament for this, but have that feeling in your heart that somehow. But it is good karma that you have, associating with devotees, you are hearing. So it is not bad karma. Krishna puts everybody in a different condition for different purposes. We may not understand all this, but such feeling is very rare, what you are showing. Okay, so go on thinking in that way, that you are away and you cannot, but in your mind you just come and just as if you are there. By reading books, by associating with devotees, by hearing kathas and chanting more and more purely, you are already in Vajra.
Yes, Prabhuji, we follow your instruction.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Can you, I don't know if you would happen to have the Shastic reference for that very common verse that says, you know, just by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, we can destroy, you know, countless lifetimes of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Would you happen to have the Shastic reference for that or not?
See, something there was, the sound was a little bit not clear. Let me just repeat, and maybe if it is the same, that how just once chanting the holy name, you could finish your all the sinful activities in many, many millions of lifetimes. How did
that happen? My question is the Shastric reference. Where can I find that reference?
Even in this Harinam Chintamani, that it is there if you take that book, and even that one name, anywhere there is a glorification of the holy name, that is there. Just like for a million years the one room is completely dark, but minute you turn on the switch and bulb, it is all lighted. So all the dirt, the darkness cannot stay there. There is no way that darkness can stay. So darkness in our heart, it will go away when the Son of Krishna are chanting the holy name. It comes, then darkness just goes away. So darkness is all the aparad, is darkness, but it cannot remain there. The person is chanting the holy, even if you do not know, in Nama Aparad stage also if you chant, then still just one name of Krishna can destroy more sins than, it is there in many, many books about the holy name.
Okay.
Bhakti Rasamrat Sindhu, I have in front of me, but read this Harinam Chintamani. That's a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Okay?
Yeah. And also, if, you know, when a person accepts initiation, he can, the spiritual master, accepts all the sins of the disciple. So how does what the spiritual master do in that regard compare to just the chanting of even one holy name?
Mm. see, it is said that he takes sense. So he should be able to remove any doubts by his teachings in your heart or whatever is there about the holy name, about the process of devotional service, about Krishna consciousness, about things in the scripture. So he is really, in one sense, that he cannot remove. But the disciple should follow all the instructions. Not that he does not follow and then automatically it will go away. Otherwise there is a blemish. So it is a kind of that he could not remove, he could not say in a disciple, now the taking of the sins of the disciple means if you don't follow, then naturally the effect would not be there. But whether he takes sins of thousands of people, if somebody has, say, 5,000 disciples, it takes whether there are all these sins. That diminishes his spirituality, you may say, in one sense. But whether one suffers bodily or not because of the sins, or he does not have to go to the, say, hellish planet because of the sins of the disciples, because he himself is transcendental or pure, or at least he is trying to be pure. So I really could not explain to your question very, very clearly, but I will try to find some more from the Shastra rather than what somebody is saying, and let you know what exactly, how does he take sins of everybody, like Prabhupada had, say, 5,000 disciples, and somebody might be making different mistakes, and it is said that he was suffering or sick because of the sins of the so many of the disciples. In Shastra, it is also said that one should not make many, many disciples. But Prabhupada saw it as an emergency, so he did that. But many disciples, and one you cannot instruct to everybody whatever their doubts is there. And so it is necessary to have more pure devotees who could take to the position, who could serve Srila Prabhupada by giving initiations. And but how one suffers, I think it is just like it is said that prarabdha karma, because there could be some prarabdha karma which comes, but Krishna makes sure that he does not suffer from the prarabdha karma. It comes. Like I used to give example of Madhav Das Baba. He had a diarrhea, or there is some another places also. And then Krishna himself comes to clean his disciple or his devotee, Madhav Das Baba, and he understands that it is Krishna, otherwise who will do such kind of noxious like work of cleaning the stool and urine and all this, how somebody would do it. And he asked him the question that you are all powerful, you are the Supreme Lord, you could just remove my disease. But he says that I made the rule, and that rule is that prarabdha karma one has to suffer. But he asked him that are you feeling any discomfort? He says, how it is possible? If the Supreme Lord is in front of me, then it is not possible that I will think. So their mind is not on their activity, on their sinful activities or their suffering. So there may be suffering, but a devotee of the Lord, he does not really express, or the Krishna just removes them. He does not feel, because his mind is not on the thinking of those effects on the body. So in that way, it may be happening, but he does not feel because of his loving relation with the Supreme Lord. I know that it does not, because you are very philosophical, so it may not be answering you very clearly, but even if the effect is there, a devotee does not suffer from this sinful reactions, because he is with the Lord, his mind is with the Lord. He means his mind is there, his thoughts are there, then they diminish. Like some person in yoga, then he forgets his body, and then even if you operate, he would not feel it. The same thing, that devotee is much more transcendental or beyond this, beyond these yogis, he will also not feel although he takes it on in himself. So a disciple should not engage in any sinful activity once he is cleared. Once he takes initiation, then all the previous sinful activity, they go away. But if he continues doing it, then only it is the mistake of the guru if he does not instruct him properly or does not put him in a proper way. But if he, in his spite, just goes on doing it, then it is the effect would be with the devotee himself. He will fall down from his position.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Okay. But this topic has to be discussed more clearly, and we can talk on this. That is good. Your good question.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
So, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Dhanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, like Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshemam Vahamayam, right? Does that help understand this question better? Like, you know, if my devotee never perishes, and what they lack I give, and what they have they, I protect.
But that is for a devotee who follows. But here we are talking about sinful activity started again. See, if you take initiation, at that time Krishna absorbs all this sinful activity, not the guru. But later on, if the disciple continues sinful activity, whether does it go, if continues that, and he has not explained or clarified, or he does not follow properly, then naturally guru has to suffer only if he did not instruct. But if he said, don't do it, and he still does it, like, say, some father is telling, don't put your hand on the razor, but child still does it. So it is not the father's mistake. He taught him, don't do this, but he still does it. Then the child has to suffer. Like he says, don't put your hand in the fire, or don't put your finger in the fan, it will cut. So he has given the instruction. So in that much as guru, it is the guru's responsibility. But he does his responsibility very carefully. See, yoga kshemam vahamayam, he says that it is for those devotees who are, he takes care. If some any devotee, he does not fall down, he protects. Yoga kshemam vahamayam. Yoga means union. Whatever you need, Krishna will provide. Not according to what you want or what you are desiring, but what is needed for you to survive, that Krishna provides. And whatever you have, your devotional devotion, that he will protect your devotion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah, it is not with the material assets. We cannot say that it is materially that we take it. He preserves his devotional life and whatever is already there, and he unites him that he could increase his devotional life more and more.
So this is from the spiritual perspective, that if
materially also he does
finish
it. Does not get finished. Whatever he has already done, that is his permanent assets. And he provides materially also whatever is needed for the body to keep together, so he could continue his devotional life. That also he provides. So one cannot deny that he does not take care of the body. He does take care. But not in your way, it is in his way.
Right, like you gave a very good example that a child and a father, father only will give what is right for the child.
Right.
Give everything what child asks for.
That's true.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Radha Raman Prabhu. So anyone else has any comments, any discussion, any additions to anything?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Pranam Augusta Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very nice, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
You wanted me to speak about the holy name. That's what, rather than going.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class today. So much learning with plenty of examples. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that.
Thanks. Thank you. I still have to discuss about the offenses to the holy name, Nama Parad. That we did not go, we just spoke, talk more about this Nama Bhas stage. So that we have to discuss maybe next time.
Yes, Prabhuji, absolutely. Definitely, we would like to hear more on that from you. Based on today's discussion, it was, anyways, very, very wonderful. Anybody have any questions for Prabhuji? If not, then we would like to end this call here. So, Prabhuji, once again, thank you so much for a wonderful class today. And we are very, very grateful to you. And really look forward to having your association in the future. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.